right, welcome back to another episode of 20 Minutes with Chad. And maybe this one, Chad can finally get deeply emotional.
Oh, he is deeply emotional. Let's talk about politics.
Yeah, okay. But before we discuss politics, Chad, sure. You live in the U.S. I live in Canada. This is a question I always wonder. Do you hear anything about Canada ever?
No, that they have a lot of maple syrup and, you know, bounties, and they love moose.
I'm just saying, in Canada, all of Canada, and our 50 million people, we have total COVID cases of 695 for the whole country. Now, in California, you guys have 7,000 just for California.
Just today.
Just today. Yeah. Then we only had 700. So you're about, what, 100 to 1 to us? Yeah, 100 to 1, roughly.
Yeah, it was weird because California, we have 43 million people.
So
California's the fifth biggest, the fifth biggest in the world or something, I think, of as many people.
So do you think you guys should be doing things a little bit differently?
I think a lot of the numbers are increased. I feel like, I know that a lot of people are like, Emma Gad, you're a Trump supporter, blah, blah, blah. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a libertarian socialist. So it's just like, I just think both sides are trying to increase the numbers for political reasons because it's an election year. Because watch, whoever wins the election, you're going to find out, like, oh, COVID just disappeared. Like, watch, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be like, oh, it just vanished all of a sudden. And I'd be like, okay. Because I know, like, around the world, there's a lot of cases. Like, it's affecting a lot of the world, too, because a lot of the world don't have better medicine than the U.S., because we kind of have better medicine, just not cheap. Canada's probably better than us, but the U.S. has a lot more better medicine, say, in a country like India or Iraq or Pakistan or Zimbabwe or something, and China's ridiculous because there's so many things. Shoot, someone in freaking towards Mongolia, they have the bubonic plague there right now. So China has the bubonic plague right now in China. So besides the whole COVID-19 and the bubonic plague, I'm like, jeez. And I just read an article over July 4th, which is interesting. WHO, which is the World Health Organization, they came out and told an article on 4th of July week that they did not get all the information from China, and that China had a strain of what COVID-19 is back in 2013 in their Wuhan lab. The same strand that's out now. So, and this was in 4th of July, but no one in the big media picked it up or anything. Like, this was a legit, like, newspaper, too. Like, they actually had, like, data and information assigned, but no one's like, oh, no, we don't believe it. And I'm like, so it's like, it's a very, I think it's all political. There's this guy, this conspiracy journalist guy, Box, his name is. I think is it Harry or Henry Box? But he came out with a video back in 2014 claiming how our country is going to be affected by a pandemic and they're going to force people to wear masks. And after that, they're going to get chipped. Like, the vaccine is going to have, like, a chip in it. So it's just like how this pandemic is going to wipe out the financial system. Like, he actually has a thing. This was in 2014. It's on YouTube. It's a conspiracy video where he talked about there's going to be shortage of change. Money's going to run out, so it's going to be all ran by your check cards and credit cards have a little chip on it?
Yes.
Well, that's how they keep track of everything. Everything saying that's what the government keeps track of because the company keeps showing that information. So they're thinking that's going to be like the digital money source type thing where it's not going to be money. It's just all going to be credit and electronic. So he goes to the whole thing. It's a really interesting thing. I'm sitting there. I'm like, and I don't want to be called a conspiracy theorist because I'm not. And I was watching. I was like, wow, that's actually kind of interesting. I'm like, wow, okay. So, yeah, so that was the thing. So, yeah, I think it's all for, like, political gains.
Okay, well, that's enough of that. I don't know where to go from there. What have you been watching? Oh, let's see. What don't I have? I don't have Hulu. I don't have Amazon America. I have Amazon Canada, which is eh, eh.
I heard that Amazon Canada sucks.
It does.
Really? That's what everyone keeps telling me. And I'm like, America, yeah.
So, what have you been watching, Chad?
Well, I also have Netflix. I also have Shudder. I also have Stars. I have HBO. I have Showtime. I have Disney Plus. And I have ESPN Plus for all sports documentaries. So, you're like hating me now, like this son of a bitch. My mom rented the movie and I used her Amazon to watch it. This movie called Becky, which was a horror film starring Kevin James. Holy shit, that was a good movie. I'm like, Kevin James as like a neo-Nazi? It was a dramatic villain role. Like, he was really good, very intense. This movie, I'd give it A++++. Like, it was actually, it kept my interest, and the effects, and like, it was really gory too. It's like, and I think it was shot in Canada because I recognized a couple of Canadian actors in it too, because I watch a lot of Canadian shows, and that chick from, she's always in all the, like, I want to say she's black, but I can't remember her name, but she was in Kim's Convenience. That's the show up there. She plays the pastor, the preacher lady.
I know I'm Canadian. I've never seen the show.
Oh man, but she's like that, and she was also in Moms, the series Moms. What's it called? Working Moms.
Yes, the Catherine Reitman show. That's filmed here too.
Yeah, it's was it Reitman's daughter, right?
Catherine. I think it's Catherine. I could be wrong. Yeah,
but the lady who's in that movie was also in that. She played one of the dudes, like, love interest. The one who gets divorced, the Asian chick, but in season two.
I don't watch these things.
And you're a movie reviewer? Oh, my God. But, yeah, so Becky was freaking brilliant. And then I watched this other movie on Netflix.
It has Kevin James in it.
What happened?
I don't like Kevin James, but we'll get there in a second.
Okay, and I watched this other movie called The Long Dumb Road.
Nope.
It came out in 2018. It was a really good road movie. It was like true independent film. And I hate saying independent film, indie film, but it had that old school indie film. And I actually really enjoyed it. Like, it was really, really good. Let's see. What other movies I've watched?
Palm Springs.
Oh, that was really good. Palm Springs is good. But I'm also a big fan of Andy Samberg, so I love his stuff anyways. They know what they're doing. Watch Palm Springs. I've been in the Kevin James mood too, so I watched Paul Blart. I Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. I watched that. And it's funny because I made something on Facebook where, like, I've always been compared, like, when I was the Fat Bunny guy, I was always compared to, like, John Candy, Ricky Gervais, John Belushi, Chris Farley, but I never got, like, compared to Kevin James. And one person comes like, well, Kevin James isn't funny. I'm like, okay, I think he's funny, but I've never been compared to him. And then my uncle's like, no, you're more of a Homer Simpson type. I'm like, what?
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, my uncle's like talking shit. Of course, good old times, you know. Like, duh, you should be like, you're Homer Simpson.
Question for you. Since you've lost all your weight, are you the new Fred Savage from the Wonder Years? Is that what you're going for?
I don't know. It's so weird. I don't know how to brand myself now because I lost so much weight. Like, I lost a lot of weight. And it's just like, I was looking at this picture from like 3 years ago to now, and I'm like, I was like 280 pounds. In this one picture, and I'm 197 now, and I'm like, it's like, it's weird. It's like my bread and butter was playing the fat guy. Yes, that's a play on words. Bread and butter here all night, but it's weird because like I'm not good looking enough to be a leading actor, like a lead, like a leading like star material. And I'm not weird looking enough to do
that. Hold on. Seth Rogen is a leading man somehow.
But he kind of got famous playing a fat, funny guy. So he's actually more into producing now, though. But he also has that stoner brand thing going on for him, which is like easy fix. I'm not a stoner. That's like a character thing. Like, I don't have that kind of trait.
No, he is a stoner.
I look like a stoner.
No, he does.
That's what I'm saying. He's a stoner. He has that vibe. Like, there's certain things where they're stoners or frat boys or basic bros type of thing.
Just
I haven't figured out what it can, plus I'm 35, so it's like, it's kind of hard to train an old dog who tricks.
Okay, just before you go, just so we can put a timestamp on this so people know exactly what we're talking about and what's going on. Do you believe Amber Heard's side of the story, or do you believe Johnny Depp's side of the story?
I want to believe Johnny Depp's side of the story because he doesn't seem, like, yes, he's eccentric and weird. Amber Heard, like, I've actually had friends who worked on her movies and stuff, and she's like a total bitch. Like, she's a fucking weirdo. Like, she is like out there. Like, it doesn't surprise me. Like, before that, she was like in that relationship, that lesbian relationship that was like 3-4 years long. So it's just like, she's not all there, I think.
Goodbye, Chad.
Deuces.
And now, surprisingly, we have Chad's cousin Eric. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome, Eric. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing, you know, well, I mean, benefiting from this quarantine, I guess, the most I can, so.
I have, like, really, the quarantine really hasn't affected me that much, because, like, I'm not, like, out socially all the time. It's like, right. The thing that bugs me is basically no Starbucks and no movie theater. That's pretty much it. Like, that's the downside about it. Because I still work out. I still get, like, my grab-and-go coffee at Starbucks. Luckily, that's right down the street for me. I'm lucky about that. Because I'm so basic about that. I need my Starbucks.
Really? Just my to deal with my roommates more. Which I like my roommates, but not this much. I mean, it's just a pain in the ass.
Want to trade? You can have my roommates. Like,
No, I think I'm all right. I'm good.
Like, I was like, we could trade. But, it's crazy. Like, I still work my essential job, like Pizza Hut, you know, it's like
right.
A bunch of randoms. Like, the other day we had someone come up with, like, a freaking gas mask to get a pizza. And I'm like, really? I'm like, that's just a little bit crazy.
Was it one of those ones with the bong attached to the front? Because I feel like that's something.
I would have laughed. Like,
Pizza Hut in LA, I could see that happening. I don't know why.
And like, Pizza Hut's like Starbucks down here. It's just like there's one on every corner. And it's like the same crappy corporation that owns. It's not the Pizza Hut Corporation, it's a franchise. So it's just like ridiculous. And the other day, like yesterday, I was like, we had this guy named, I'm not going to say his first name, something Corona. It was his last name. And he came to me, and I talked shit. I was like, you're a dick, Corona. You're a dick. And it took for a second, he was like, and he started laughing. He's just like, man, this is crazy. He's like, I'm going to change my last name after this epidemic. And I'm like, yeah, you should change it big time. So basically, let's see, because I usually ask, like, really weird questions during my thing, because I always try to, like, just for shits and giggles.
Right.
I know you're a big Kevin Smith fan, just like myself. What are your three top Kevin Smith films?
So when you asked me this, you know, I think instantly you got to take Clerks out because everyone loves Clerks. Like, that's not even fair to put that in your top three because it's like there's no Kevin Smith without it. So it's like, you know, it's like saying you're Christian, but you know, the Bible's my favorite. Yeah, of course it is. You're a fucking idiot. Like, duh. So I don't know. I wanted to make room for other three. That's also what it is. But Mallrats is definitely up there because that's actually what got me into Kevin Smith. When I first saw Clerks, I was way too young. My older brother had shown it to me, and I just didn't understand the comedy of it yet. And so I was like, cool, this seems fun, whatever. He loves it. But then I found Mallrats on late-night movies, you know, like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, like you're scrolling the movie channels, and I found it, watched it, and just loved it, and then that jumped me into all of his stuff. So Mallrats is definitely up there because that's what got me into the Kevin Smith culture. I gotta say, Chasing Amy, just the time when I saw it, it like hit right. I was right at that time where it's like starting to get into more serious relationships, and there's all this like drama behind it, and Ben Affleck was still a really well-known good actor, and no,
yeah. Exactly. He was like, he was good back then. Like, I know some movies he's doing that's still good, but just like, but yeah, Affleck
totally was different. Good. Different. Like, he really rotated where he was at, I guess. So, and then this is a hard one, but I like Red State a lot too. I mean, obviously, like I said, Clerks is a Garen, but Red State's great because I mean, who doesn't love Red State? Like, this is such a crazy idea. Like, it's I love it because it's so real. It's so real, though. Like, I'm crazy, fucking conservative Christians that are, like, taking kids from Craigslist and...
I have to interject. I'm glad I didn't hear Tosca on your list. I would have kicked her off this show right now.
You don't like Red State.
Red State's okay, but Tosca's terrible. Yoga Hoser's terrible.
Oh, Yoga Hoser.
Oh, God.
And Jay and Silent Bob reboot is Kevin Smith smoking way too much weed.
I actually enjoyed that. There's so many cameos in it, and if you know Kevin Smith lore, it's fun. Also, seeing it with a live audience is probably one of the best movie-going experiences I've ever had.
It's not a good film. You're there for the cameos. That's all that movie is Kevin Smith jerking himself off during the whole film.
All right, and then, like, Mission Impossible is just, Tom, how much money do you want to spend on Tom Cruise jumping out of airplanes? You know, like, it's
I absolutely agree.
People still love it, though. So, like, what's your argument here?
My argument is I'm done. Write something new. Bring me Clerks 3, Mallrats 2, a Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Mallrats 2, right?
It was just a fan thing.
Yeah, there was a bunch of issues with that, but it was supposed to be a TV series. He wanted to do a series.
Yeah, but nobody wanted to listen to him pick it up, so now he's going to fund it himself. He fucking put his tail between his legs and went home.
He used the name Mallrats because he doesn't own the name Mallrats.
No, but he's doing it now. It's supposed to be coming out. So we'll see. And Clerks 3,
and
finally.
Clerks 3 would be great, yeah.
Well, I'm a big Clerks.
My top three Kevin Smith movies is once I'm like, I know, because like Clerks, I love Clerks.
Right,
like,
you have to have it on the list. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like everyone's
I also
given.
Think Clerks 2 is the second best. I love Clerks 2.
I know you like your donkey shows, so that makes
sense. Yeah, I know.
Well, he's upset they didn't cast him in that. That's what happened.
I want to be the role of the donkey. Kevin Smith. Hire me for Clerks 3 for the donkey show, goddammit. And the third one is Chasing Amy. I really dug that one. Oh. And like I saw it when I was like maybe a little youngerish, but like I saw it again in my late teens, which is funny because there was this chick that I related to it because there was this chick I knew. She was bi, and I remember liking her, and then all of a sudden she's like started dating a chick. I was like, why? Because I can't get a chick and compete against other dudes. I got to compete against chicks now. I'm like, what the hell, man? I was like, God made me short, fat, and a small dick. I'm like, come on, man. Come on.
Well, that's kind of what those lesbian chicks go for, right? Isn't that kind of the...
I look like a fat lesbian when I was fat. Now I look like a dude with my head all...
I have heard people yell that at you, so that's...
seriously. I look like a fat lesbian on stage sometimes when I was doing stand-up, and I was like, oh, man, I'm kind of glad that I lost weight, because I'm looking at some of my old pictures, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I was at work, like, I had a, not work, but this person showed me this old video, and I was just like, man, I was like a chorizo, man. It's crazy. And I'm just like, ugh. But,
that's a Spanish term for the Canadian in the group, just to let them know. They're not too familiar with that. So.
I didn't know you guys were allowed to speak Spanish in the States. Isn't it just Americano only?
Depends on what area. Oh, man. In California, you have to be able to speak some Spanish.
No, I suck at speaking Spanish, but I know how to listen to it. Because, date a lot of Latinas, and I usually piss them off because I do it on purpose because I like them listening to their accent, and it's usually them threatening me in Spanish. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I just got to make sure they're not going to kill me in my sleep or something, wake up and be like a Lorraine Bobbitt moment where my dick is missing. I'm like, no!
it's like any kid on the playground. You know the good curse words, you know, in Spanish, yeah, and can recognize them. So,
like, I know, like, phonos, like, I need to use the restroom. I know some things. Like, I know how to order up a menu. That's what's funny, because that's how I first learned Spanish, was looking at the menu. Like, okay, fat person status here. You know, I learned everything from the menu. And, like, and I say it correctly. So, like, all the people who I know, who I work with and stuff, who speak Spanish, like, your Spanish is really good with the foods. I'm like, yeah, because I have to eat that shit. I'm like, I'm not going to be like, burrito.
Well, plus, you know, back when you had to get DVDs, I'm pretty sure the Spanish porn was probably cheaper at the, you know. Which I know, you were alive long enough ago to actually go and rent your own, you know, porno. So I'm pretty sure that probably was part of it, too.
Man, I was too cheap. I had this buddy when I was younger. Like, his dad had all these, like, porn, like newer porn, but not all new. Like, his dad must have an issue, but he had like a whole box. And
says,
like,
you, Chad. I mean, that's
right. And Pornhub's free. I delete my web browser really fast. I like, easily delete. Like, when I die, someone's got to clear it off so I don't arrest it and they bring me back alive from the grave or something. Go see St. Peter, and they're like, I see that's a lot of porn. What is this, donkey show? What the fuck?
Like, my damn roommates, I swear. Like,
it wasn't me. I let my friends borrow my laptop.
Every day for a year.
Every day, three times a day, I mean.
God.
But, so...